Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to season 301, episode 3 of Der Daily Zeitgeist, a production of iHeartRadio. This is a podcast where we take a deep dive into America's shared consciousness. And it is Thursday, August 24th, 2023. My name is Jack O'Brien, aka the med beds are a secret device that will grow my arms back. Benjamin Button, me. Met Betts, baby! That is courtesy of AX Hubs on the Discord. Shout out to you, sir. Shout out to the QAnon conspiracy theory about Met Betts. I can't wait to bring all of our new friends in to ask them if they know about Met Betts, if they're in proximity to any Met Betts. At the moment, I am thrilled to be joined in my second seat by a very funny guest co-host and acclaimed stand-up comedian and expert Oscar picker. It's Nick Turner!
Guess it's true. I'm not Miles. I'm a one-night stand. But I still need love because I'm a different man. Aww. These pods never seem to go to plan. I don't want you to leave, Miles. Hold my hand. Oh, won't you gray with me?
Wow.
'Cause you're all I miss.
There's more.
There's more.
I mean, there's not more that I planned. But stay with
beautiful.
Me. It's good to see
gray
you.
With me.
Jack,
hey,
what,
great
a, what a joy. What a just a light of positive energy.
Oh, it was wonderful to have you here, Nick Turner. And that was beautiful. I didn't know you had that in you. I didn't know your vocal range.
Well,
got,
you did.
Got that soulful.
Know, I think this is like my 10th time singing on this show. And if you don't know by now.
But that was maybe a high point, I got to say.
Thank you. Thank you.
Anyways, Nick, we are fortunate, blessed, thrilled to be joined by two very funny writers. Season 2 of their Adult Swim show, Teenage Euthanasia, is out now. Please welcome Alyssa Nutting and Allison Levy! What's up, guys?
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. We are.
Well, he didn't want, two people usually, but he wanted someone to offset me today. So we needed two.
I didn't write any songs. I didn't come
That's
with
okay.
Any. Okay.
It's not expected.
Great.
It's just something that we like to do to express ourselves up top and let the guests know that we are not serious people. We are fools. How are you guys doing? How's where are you coming to us from?
We're bi-coastal. I'm in LA.
Okay. I've heard of it.
Yeah, I'm in New York City.
That's Allison in New York City.
I'm in sort of Sunset Park, Brooklyn.
There you go.
Sunset Park. I spent some time there. It's rough. Rough in the 90s.
Well, Sunset Alyssa Park, was what here time when is there it? Was the, it's 2:48.
Oh, but no, there's a rap song that says Sunset Park, what time? Nope.
Yeah, it's 2:48.
Okay.
Actually, Sunset Park's the only place I ever called 911. I lived in a couple apartments in Sunset Park.
Hey, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. I was cornered in a bakery by some youths.
Mm.
You know, the young kids, you know.
Yeah.
They figured it out, I assume.
Some youths once threw kiwis at my friend. And he was really, he wanted to know how much they had paid for the kiwis. How could they afford to throw such expensive fruit? But it is New York, so yeah.
Maybe, you get them in season, they're cheaper.
How do they do in terms of, like, I feel like the best projectile to throw at someone is an egg, right? But like that, then you have the rotten tomatoes. You could, in terms of like burstability, how I feel like a kiwi would kind of retain its structural integrity a little too well.
I find the exterior of the kiwi to be like the texture, I find very unpleasant. Like if someone were to hold me down and forcibly rub a kiwi kind of across my arm, that would really be a way to punish me more than throwing it at me.
Yeah, I prefer a nice clean shaven fruit. I don't need the whiskers.
You can eat a kiwi outside, though. Did you know that? Have you ever seen anyone do that? I grew up like mom did that.
But you can like also eat a banana peel. Like you don't want to, but
you
like
can eat a shoe. Yeah.
That's amazing. A good point. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. People still can't be gross.
It reminds me of the people who eat the whole apple, and I'm just like, I don't. All right, man. Like you got a thing. Clearly, that's your thing, and that's good. Good for you. But I don't need it. All right, Alyssa, Allison, we're going to get to know you a little bit better in a moment. First, we're going to tell our listeners a couple of things we're talking about. I want to talk about Bentonville, Arkansas, for some reason. There's like a Wall Street Journal article. I'll just read the headline from the Wall Street Journal article. This small Ozarks town, M-, home to Walmart headquarters, M-, is becoming a new capital of cool. I just want to talk about this from a philosophical perspective. We'll talk about the Fire Festival, all of that, plenty more. But first, Allison and Alyssa, what is something from your search histories that is revealing about who you are?
Well, I just bought a Cooking with Columbo recipe book.
Wow.
I'm very excited about, I just started rewatching Columbo from season one. It really holds up. It's a real sort of like tour de force of classism.
Yeah.
You know, you get to watch rich people go to jail. you know, he's like rumply and humble and just has a lot of characteristics I feel, you know, we could use right now.
It's this is wild. Yesterday's search history was also somebody talking about like searching for Columbo. Like being obsessed with Columbo.
Get out.
Yeah, Von Stratton.
It's in the zeitgeist, you know.
It really is.
Like, Poker Face is like inspired by Columbo.
We already had this conversation yesterday.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry. Take that
also
out.
Also talked about Poker Face. Also talked about how it's like the origin of like all really great TV writers, like the family tree can be traced back to Columbo. But I did not know that there was like a classist sort of rich people going to jail vibe to it. So,
oh yeah. The murderers are so far. I'm, you know, still in season one, but they're all very wealthy and they often say things like, you know, to Columbo, like, you know, I imagine this would be a bit out of your price range. And you know, like burns like that.
Yeah.
And the other day was calculating how he would have to work for like 90 years without eating just to live in, you know, one guy's house for a year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Damn. All right. Mm-hmm. You know what? After yesterday's search history, I was like, I know what Columbo is. Mm. I've known what Columbo is. But now I think I'm going to start watching Columbo. So thank you for that.
I want to start watching Columbo too.
This is great.
I have a bad theory on why that's what all the Columbo, I've never seen even an episode of Columbo, but I have a theory about why all the killers are rich people. Okay. It's because they only wanted to hire white people in all those parts. And then they were like, well, what could all these white people, like, they have to all be fancy to and be killers, because otherwise it'd be too, like,
damn, you know,
typical or something. But that's
all right. I don't want to watch Columbo anymore.
That is the case.
Would that be like, yeah, like, where is that on, like, the progressive scale? If you're hiring them because you're acknowledging, you know, like,
the white people are the worst.
You're evil, yeah. But you're also restricting acting roles.
Yeah. Well, if just all of the protagonists are white people as well, maybe not great.
Yeah,
how about you?
You could have, remember when like diversity was just making white gang members?
Right.
That was what the diversity was, that a gang was like two white people, two black guys, two Latinos. And then they're like, oh, that's not the diverse. That wasn't it. Okay.
Yeah. Let's fix
it the other way.
Allison, what's something from your search history?
Mine's a movie, but Joe Firestone, who's on our show and is a stand-up comedian, people should know. So her and we were trying to figure out what to do on Friday night, and I like to make people go to the movies, and because I like going to the movies, and I like to see, like, you know, old movies in the theater. So I gave her a bunch of suggestions. So I did a big research and of all the like old movies in theaters in New York, and I
like old movies that like came out 2-3 weeks ago. Is that what you mean?
No, like, real, I don't know what they call it.
Like, even 4 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Five? Yeah.
Like a third row?
And so one of my favorite movies is playing. It's called Contempt. It's Brigitte Bardot, Godard movie. And so I said, Joe, do you want to see this? And she said, is it scary? Which, literally, I said, Joe, you should watch... just watch the trailer. And so then I sent her that was also in my search history. And we are going, I gave her a bunch of, there's a lot of really good revival movie theaters right now in the city playing all kinds of things, but I'm very excited. I haven't seen it in the theater in a long time. So I'm excited. We're going Friday night.
This is something I want to call out about Los Angeles is Los Angeles. I think we talked about this also on yesterday's episode that like Los Angeles really prides itself on having like old movie theaters that show old movies, but like other cities have that too. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure. Like New York That's City's correct. Got a lot of them, I think.
Yeah.
Well, you sound like someone who's never lived in New York, Jack.
Oh, do I?
Everything's cooler in New York, even if it exists somewhere else.
Yeah. No, I know. It's the best. Allison, what is something that you think is overrated?
I'm having a tough time deciding between two things. One is the summer. I really don't care for it, like start to finish. Don't like.
Probably our most common answer to overrated.
And then the second, then okay, you, the Duplass brothers, okay. Who I and any actually, I'm gonna expand it. Any brother related team.
Interesting.
Always overrated, always more than you need. For some reason, people around the world love to see brothers doing things together. I guess that's cute for them or something, but not me. I don't care for it.
There's that whole brother team twincest thing with brothers that happens.
Wait, I have a brother. What am I doing wrong?
She just said that people love to see brothers doing things. And I was
you think it's like a fetish?
No. I was just bringing up that like there's a pornographic contingent to the phenomenon Allison is speaking of. I was just giving further supporting evidence. I thought I was being helpful.
I think it's an interesting theory that the Coen brothers are the result of everybody being like, what if those two brothers had sex with each other? Like, they, deep down, that's really what everyone's interested in.
I don't know. I think they just think it's so fun that these brothers like want to work together still.
But they're brothers.
Yeah, I don't know. People really get like a hang of that.
But I also recently realized that Joel Coen was one of the writers of Toy Story, as was Joss Whedon. And I just thought, wow. That was before I
what?
Even knew.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Joseph Whedon?
Yes, yes.
But was there like 25 writers of Toy Story?
No, there's four. There's only four. But for like an animated movie, you know, that's not that bad.
And Ethan Coen went out on his own and directed Garfield. Ethan Coen.
Yes, yeah. Okay. Thank God. But in a group of brothers, like when there's four or five brothers, you know, there's never more than two talented ones. And it's just like a gang mentality. You just see so many people coming. You're like, whoa, look at all this talent. But it's still just the one or two guys. It's still only Alec Baldwin and maybe a little Daniel Baldwin.
You're still saddled with a lot of brothers out there.
Yeah. The Hughes brothers, who made Menace to Society and then like immediately, and then they made Dead Presidents and then split up. Yeah. There is just something that people are like, God, it would be so fun if these brothers like kept doing stuff together.
Yeah, people are excited. There's new brothers. I didn't see the movie, but that it's not called Talk to the Hand, but whatever that movie's called, those has Australian brothers behind it.
Yes.
And people really
like that one.
I could tell.
Talk to Me.
Yeah.
It does look good.
You could tell from the trailer that brothers had made it?
Yeah, they listed their same name.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought you meant like you saw the first frames and you were like, wait a second.
It probably said like,
from the sexiest brothers.
They're rarely sexy. Rarely are the brothers
Hemsworth,
sexy.
They're more often sexy.
All right. Yeah. But they don't work together that much, those brothers, right? Yeah. They just happen to be brothers that both. I don't have a problem with that. Like, if your brother is also
you don't
out
work
there,
together.
I don't enjoy the brothers that have this that work together as a team. I find that to be overrated.
Yeah,
was the question.
What about if they have different names, like Estevez and Sheen? Can they work together?
I'm sure America wants them to.
Men at Work. Beach Boys.
That's right.
Not a fan. We don't like the Beach Boys. Fuck the Beach Boys, right? We can all agree on that.
I like Brian Wilson, but I don't know. Yeah. His brother seems to be a bit of a pill.
Yeah. Alyssa, what is something you think is overrated?
Well, I'm not going to say New York.
Okay. Sounds like you were going to say New York.
No, you just all clearly are big fans. I think showering. For me, showering. It just feels very like punitive. It feels kind of like there's no dignity in it. You know, it feels like a punishment.
Cold.
I don't enjoy it. It's so boring. I mean, it's mind numbing. That's a huge thing. It really like rips you out of your routine. You know, it's hard to have a fluid thought, you know, coming from like the desk into the shower and back out. I mean, it's just like this like assault of the senses. And
I got a lot of fluid thoughts, like get this fluid off of me.
Mm-hmm,
right.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I feel like showering, there's too many thoughts. Like, I don't know. You're like kind of alone with your thoughts, which can be a good thing and a bad thing. But like,
and you're also like, oh, right. This is my body.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, good.
It's like a hard. It's a moment. It's a time for hard truths.
My shower is all mirrors. It's a mistake.
It's a very corporeal experience.
Yeah.
You're just like you're watching things like go down a drain. You know, like everything's like suddenly a metaphor.
Truly.
Yeah. It's also one of the last places you can't use your phone, and so that. You know, that really irks me. It's like that. I think showering and getting your hair cut, the only two places now you can't use your phone left.
You can't use your phone when you get your haircut?
Do you use your phone? Do you like scroll through your phone when you're getting a haircut?
I just hire someone to hold it in front of my face for me and scroll. I say stand. Scroll.
Yes. It reads my eyes.
Yeah.
No, it's rude, I guess. But if it's not rude, I'm starting it.
I definitely don't, unless like somebody, like there's something happening, like I'm getting messages or something. Mm. Otherwise, yes, I find it rude. Like I am such a people pleaser that I like getting my haircut is an intensely uncomfortable experience for me because I'm just like, oh God, what do I say? What do I do? What do I like? And yeah, I just like want whoever's cutting my hair to like me for some reason. It's a bad scene. It's a bad scene in there. All right. Should we take a quick break and come back and do underrated? Let's do that. Let's take a little break. We'll be right back. Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
And we're back. And Alyssa?
Yeah.
What's something that you think is underrated?
I guess looking at your phone while you're getting your haircut, I think.
I can't believe you just said that.
You know, like, I mean, women, it takes about 4 to 5 hours. You know, you can't talk that long.
That's a lot
you know?
Of time. Yeah.
You don't need to talk that. I think just like also in general. Yeah. You know, if I'm like getting the legs waxed or whatever, you know, that can be me time.
For sure. I think maybe like if the haircut was less of a like if there was more downtime in between. But like for me, it's like a half hour. Constantly being worked on thing. Like if they were like, come in, they were like, okay, I'm going to cut and then like leave this. Like, are they cutting your hair for 4 hours when you get a haircut?
They're doing a lot to the hair.
Yeah.
They're doing a lot to it.
Well, all right. I'm going to start using my phone when I get my haircut.
Just try it. Just see. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it probably works for Trump. You know, I bet he.
Yeah. There's also probably like
he was president.
A level. Like a price of haircut. Like if you're spending $300 on a haircut, mm-hmm. you look at your phone.
Yeah, I do.
But
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
not I do paying look at my enough phone. To look at my phone.
That's fair. I mean, I don't want to, you know, I don't want it to seem like my stylist would be like crying because she just lost custody of her children. And I'm like, not now, mm-hmm. you know, it's not yeah. that kind of vibe. It's like they have lives of their own, you know, they're talking to other stylists, you know, they're checking their phone as
that's
the processing
great. I love that.
Is happening. It's a real, I feel like we've all kind of agreed upon it, you know.
Yeah.
It seems like a community thing.
Yeah, it sounds like maybe I'm wrong on this one, and I can just start using my phone, which is great. Zeitgang, let us know if you have strong opinions one way or the other on using the phone when getting a haircut. Allison, do you have anything that you think is underrated?
I do. It's, I guess, I really, more than I thought, and probably more than some people, I really like watching a man sing a song. It can go a lot of ways. And I recently, my friend suggested we go to this diner that was way out kind of in the Rockaways in Brooklyn. And there was a man in this diner in there. Chandelier room that did a Elvis impersonation at like 7 p.m. on Saturday. And there was people, he encouraged people to dance and sing with him. And he just sung basically Elvis songs and other songs from long ago. And it was incredibly fun. Just I had zero expectations and was actually sort of dreading it.
Mm.
And then it was truly like a delightful evening. There most of the people in there were around 80 years old. And and then there was just some other completely it was the most Brooklyn thing I'd done in a while. Like real Brooklyn, not gentrified Brooklyn. But yeah, it was I highly suggest it, and it was incredibly underrated. It was at the New Floridian Diner out on Flatbush, and anyone listening, I couldn't recommend it more.
What is a chandelier room?
It was just a part of this diner
okay.
that had a giant chandelier in it. They
okay.
kept the lights on the whole time. And they did have alcohol, which as soon as I
Fun.
Got there, that was my very first question. And then it was like 2 hours we were in there. It was like a special menu that was in the chandelier room. Anyway, yeah. It was really fun.
I think this works nicely to transition us into Bentonville, Arkansas, because Bentonville, Arkansas, as mentioned, this small Ozarks town happens to be home of Walmart headquarters, is becoming the new capital of cool. This is a Wall Street Journal article. Wall Street Journal, as we've frequently talked about on the show, is where we go to find out what is cool.
Well, it's on the streets, you know.
It's on the streets. they tell you what's happening in the streets. So, I don't know. It triggered a lot for me in just this idea, because it seems like, okay, they had a plan. This is where the Waltons live. They want people to forgive them for what they've done. You know, hoarding a immoral amount of wealth. And so they're going to turn their hometown into Brooklyn, essentially, like feels like what they're going for. They're like, we're going to do an art museum. We're going to like lure all these Michelin star chefs down here. And this article just takes it at face value and is like, yes, let's do it. This place is great. I'm just going to read some direct quotes, and then I just want to open it up, open the floor up. But the reason I think that the diner with the chandelier room transitions nicely is because it's a very Brooklyn thing that I feel like they wouldn't think, like the Waltons would not see the appeal of that in trying to create their cultural hotspot. But all right, this is from the Wall Street Journal author. I had my reasons to take a closer look. My husband, James, and I live in the Denver suburbs and crave a little culture. We also have a thing for visiting.
I'm going to stop you there. So people from the Denver suburbs also wrote the article?
Yes, the Denver suburbs.
That's a very important thing.
Her husband's name is James. Also, we will find out their son's name is Guy. We also have a thing for visiting small towns because they tend to be more navigable for us, parents of a toddler, than a megalopolis. Bentonville, which celebrates its 150th anniversary this year, seemed to fit the bill. It also happens to be where Sam Walton opened Walton's 5 and 10 in 1950.
What a coincidence.
Today, it's home to Walmart's corporate headquarters. Yes, I wrote that myself. I said, what a weird coincidence that it happens to be where Sam Walton opened his store. So she also writes, so off we went for a long weekend with our 3-year-old son, Guy. She really wants you to know the names of the people in her family. We flew in on Thursday afternoon during torrential rains to a rolling Kelly Green countryside that looked like the ryegrass fields of Ireland.
Maybe she just really wanted to hit his gender. It's my son. He's a guy.
Guy.
Get over it.
Yes. What is that illegal now?
Yeah.
I'm triggered.
I love them trying to put like the grass in an Arkansas company town in the context of like the Irish countryside. Like it just like they just want to cram something like natural and unspoiled into
Maybe they did pay them to write this article.
I'm very curious, but like it seems like it is part of a long-standing, long-term plan by them that is just they've been beating people over the head with it. Like there's things on social media all about this town.
They're flying people in from the Denver suburbs. From the Denver
suburbs, just piping people in. let me continue. Bentonville, home to 57,868 people as of July 2022, continues to grow into what feels like a company town as envisioned by Norman Rockwell and the curators of MoMA. Which, a devastating sentence that I don't think they intended to be devastating.
Yeah.
The second annual format festival from September 22nd to 24th will mix art and music at the Momentary, a satellite venue to Crystal Bridges, which is like some brunch spot that they went to earlier. Scheduled acts include Leon Bridges, LCD Sound System, and Alanis Morissette. Bentonville, it turns out, and this is the thesis statement, is a bit of a Coolsville, but so far as I could see, without a whiff of pretension.
Okay. Yeah, this was designed to rile you up.
Most people do
want
to take their 3-year-old to look at fine art. I mean, yes. That's a usual place you take your 3-year-old on vacation. Mm-hmm. Must be super fun for them. But I have heard about, I don't know much about this, but they've been collecting art a long time, the Waltons, like other, wealthy people. And then they reach a point, the wealthy, where they just decide they need to like build their own museum. And I've been to a few of these around the world of just wealthy people who they usually are in kind of weird places.
Right.
But I think I'm curious if they collect any art by people that are alive, the Waltons, or is it all, cause that could be kind of messy. And they get on the wrong side of what the Waltons are all about. But if they only collect dead artists, I guess it makes it a lot easier. But
what's the complication there? Because I was thinking of the Broad here in Los Angeles when you said, just the wealthy guy has too much art and opens it up. But I know that he commissioned a lot of art from people who are alive. But why is that messy?
Because like you're then making art for Walmart and you may be an artist that has, opinions that run south of the thousands of things that you could have a problem with Walmart about. Maybe you say those things out loud. I don't know. I would just assume they don't want too much dissension over at Walmart headquarters, but maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they love it.
Yeah. Why would an artist care about Walmart? Like if anything, like they probably aspire to like have their paintings put on Trapper Keepers and like,
Can you replicate this?
Things like different school supplies. Like, I feel like that would be cool for an artist.
I want to get my art on an air fryer.
Whoever owns the Keith Haring estate right now,
have you guys seen that every single place?
Well, that's speaking of the Broad,
the Broad is like currently, it's the biggest LA art museum, and also it has a Haring exhibit right now.
It's certainly the hottest. That's the word.
Keith Haring IP. Yeah, it's on everything. Literally everything.
I'm just a little worried about going to Bentonville because there's not that many people in it. And so you would assume there's like 1% of the place's Waltons. And as we all know, Waltons are allowed to kill people while drunk driving and not right. and get away with it. And so I'm just really like nervous for my kids down there.
Yeah. 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 I lived in Columbia, Missouri at a time when there was a local scandal because the basketball arena was named after one of their daughters who, as they were doing the naming of the basketball arena, it was revealed that she had just like paid for her classmates to write all her papers for her in college. But that's like what they do is they just like take in all the money from any honest business around the country, just like come through and like just sucked it up from like those communities. And then they've used it to rename things around the country after themselves. And that's kind of how the system works. And then they've also like taken over their home city, and they claim to be the mountain bike capital of the United States.
Bentonville.
It is completely flat.
No, nope. That's what
there's an article in on Reddit on
in
the
mountain
subreddit
bike magazine?
Arkansas. They're like, it's kind of weird that they self-claiming the mountain bike capital title is a bit laughable since Bentonville is as flat as the Arkansas Delta.
We might have to rename the mountain bike the cool bike.
Yes. I think so.
I don't know. If the Wall Street Journal says it's cool, like, right, it's gotta be.
I don't know. That is a large degree of culture today, or a large part of culture today is like people traveling and like going to art museums and like rich people can just like, so, and I guess this has always been true, but like it, like this just very specific example of like, oh, but it's like, it has so many cute brunch places and like really cool art. Like you just trying to create like a cultural hotbed out of thin air while you are the worst fucking people.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Also, they're like, I don't know how much they're taking into account how much you need nightlife to get people to come to a place, and you need to like set up, it's going to be bachelorette parties, and it's just like, you can't have one without the other.
Right, right. I'm guessing there's not a thriving like underground comedy scene in Bentonville.
Oh yeah. No, there's only three mics there.
Yeah.
Is Bentonville like on the Thunder Down Under tour circuit, or like
give
are
it a
they...
year?
A year, okay.
It feels like when you go to Palm Springs, you're like from LA, you're driving in the desert for an hour, and then suddenly, for some reason, there's a jungle in the middle of the desert where they've just sucked up all the water from everywhere. They have all the money and all the water, and you could have trees.
And all the brunch. There's so much brunch
and
there.
The brunch. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Anyways, guys, mark it down on your bucket list, Bentonville, Arkansas. feel like an author needs to like go there for a week and just take acid and see what is revealed about that.
Yeah, an
place.
Author from like the suburbs of Boise or something.
yeah, something like someone who's real, like from the suburbs of Boise.
She could have just said Denver.
She could have just said Denver.
All right, let's take a quick break and we'll come back and talk about real culture such as Fyre Festival 2. We'll be right back. Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this,
I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
And we're back. Big news, Fyre Festival 2 is tickets are on sale. This is from the same person, Billy McFarland, who organized the first one and then subsequently went to jail for it. And this one will feature amenities such as It's Not Clear and musical acts that are as yet unspecified. The website has narrowed the dates down to sometime in 2024, probably end of 2024.
He's got to talk to his PO.
Yeah. The website just lists the location as the Caribbean, complete with a Google Maps link to the Caribbean. See? Like just that. that's all. When you click on it, it's just like, yeah, this is geographically, this is what the Caribbean looks like. And the first 100 tickets have already sold out.
Yeah.
So okay, this connects back to the previous stories. Like, I feel like this Bentonville is going to fool a lot of people if this is fooling people.
I think it's like maybe the most genius marketing I've seen in a while. Just like putting out 100 tickets for $500 each that he could easily buy himself and then say, okay, we sold out the first round. And then now there's articles in every paper in the country and it's brilliant.
Yeah.
Do they have any like wedding packages? I'm just wondering. Yeah.
They should do divorces. Like quick ones, like how people would go to Reno and you could get a divorce like in 24 hours.
I would definitely do that.
That could be a good destination thing they could have there.
Yeah.
Right, as part of the Fyre Fest?
Yeah.
Mm. That's good.
Yeah.
I hope that tent's set up.
Yeah.
CBS News did some follow-up work and interviewed some of the people who bought tickets. They said, if anything, it'll just be a really cool vacation. Our main concern is that we don't know if big headliners will be willing to, you know, take that risk to be in something so controversial. We're going to stay optimistic. Like, we're worried about them. Like, not we're clear. We're good. We're not worried about, you know, whether this thing's going to actually happen or not. But what about the headliners? They might, for some reason, be skeptical that this thing might not go off without a hitch.
I think he's going to get Blink. I think they're coming back. I'd do it. That's like the biggest thing they've had in a while.
I just remember all the, like, weren't people like locked in an airport with no food? Like,
The cheese sandwiches.
Like, I don't think the biggest problem was headliners not showing up, right? I think that was like somewhere down on the list of issues.
Yeah, they almost had to suck a dick to get enough water so that people like didn't die on the island.
I met that guy.
Andy King? He's so he back in, by the way.
Public appearances afterwards. I saw him at a thing.
Oh, is he on Cameo? I really like him.
Oh, he's gotta be.
I would get a Cameo.
Yeah.
He has signed up for another Fyre Fest, claiming that it will be the ultimate redemption.
Well, yeah, I mean, you do something that like shakes the world, and it's there's nothing you're going to be a part of that's going to be like such a fun thing. Even though, I mean, in retrospect, it has to have been like, I'm glad I did. I was part of that. That's really cool.
Yeah,
and I'm not Billy McFarlane. And that's like the best part.
Yeah.
I love that he can't stop, you know. I don't know. I just find that so interesting about people sometimes, how they really wanna, they just live to get money for selling experiences that aren't valid.
Aren't actually experienceable.
He also started like a Ponzi scheme involving concert tickets and like tickets to like events that didn't even have like the Oscars or something.
He loves doing this. Yes. He loves selling tickets.
He would
tickets.
Actually like, yeah, they would, he'd be like $100 to this. And then he would just go buy a ticket for $500 and do that. And just to get it going. So more people would put money in, and then, you know, he would stop doing it.
Yeah. Con men like really can never stop. I mean, whatever their thing is, the con men of the world really cannot stop doing it.
Yeah, to us it looks exhausting, but to them it's like, no, that's just breathing. That's like how I get from one day to the next.
Like they have to be in prison or dead. Yeah. Like that's it. There's no other way to make them stop.
Yeah. And then if you let them back out of prison, they are going to just be like, right, okay, that was crazy, but right back at it. This isn't even the first like project he's touted. He also tried to launch a pirate-themed treasure hunt in the Bahamas. That first post-prison project. Like, since prison, he has tried to launch a pirate-themed treasure hunt in the Bahamas, a documentary about how that business, the treasure hunt, would help him to pay back the $26 million he still owes. And then that, like, never happened. He also announced Firefest 1.5, which was a Broadway musical that he planned to mount that never happened. So he's just...
Yeah, skincare line. Has he got a skincare line?
Oh, that
it sets your skin on fire.
That's obviously next. Yeah.
And then diet supplements, you know.
Yeah.
These are like the usual trajectory.
He said he was running
for president, yeah.
Solitary for 7 months and just laid there and just thought of ways to capitalize on the brand.
Yeah.
And then did them all.
Yeah. It's, just, I mean... numbers swirling around his head like in A Beautiful Mind, but it's all the math was incorrect. Yeah.
What do you think that blood lady will think of when she comes out of jail? What's the
Elizabeth Holmes?
Yeah.
Oh, what's her
like? She's got to be dreaming up. She's going to spend like 6 years in jail or something, right?
Yeah.
Something
I can't wait to see how high her voice is after jail.
I hope she comes up with a festival.
Kind of shocking that she hasn't already.
Maybe if there's like mosquito-borne viruses that people get at the Fyre Festival in the Caribbean Ocean, Elizabeth Holmes's company can test for them.
Yeah. A whole vertically integrated suite of scam companies.
Now, I have no opinion about this. I'm just asking what you guys...
You just suddenly turned into a Southern lawyer, by the way.
I have no opinion
about this, Your Honor.
Can we get some air conditioning in this courtroom? Elizabeth Holmes, awaiting sentencing that she knew was going to be, you know, 10, 20 years, whatever. She had two kids. What do you think about that?
I
don't have an opinion.
Sociopath. I think she's using them as pawns, you know, to try to get a reduced sentence or, you know, delay her sentence or look sympathetic and human. I think it's truly sick.
She like moved to a farm. She's like, look how normal I am.
Right. I mean, she really Benton, Arkansas'd her image, you know, Bentonville, Arkansas. Yeah.
All right. Allison, Alyssa, thank you guys so much for being on. Where can people find you, follow you, all that good stuff?
Well, they can tune in to our animated show, Teenage Euthanasia. It is on every midnight on Wednesdays. On Adult Swim, and then it's available the next day by 9 a.m. on Max. And after this week, 5 episodes will be up and available. We're halfway through the season. And then we also have a Teenage Euthanasia Instagram Where fans can follow, check out merch, buy a sweatshirt with crotch beetles on them.
Nice. And do you guys have a work of media that you've been enjoying?
Okay, I got one. I saw Sam Campbell last night, who's an Australian comedian, at a Para and Conor O'Malley show. And this, he was so funny. Anyway, Sam Campbell, I'm sure he'll, if you haven't already heard of him, was super, super great. Bizarre and hilarious.
I think everything's funnier in an Australian accent, personally.
What about you, Alyssa? What's a work of media that you've been enjoying?
Sorry, I think, yeah, just like I'm in really deep in the Columbo trenches. I apologize. there's not a lot of oxygen for other things, really.
Would you recommend people start at episode one, or is there one episode that's the best out of the first season? That
oh, might man.
Be a good intro. Because it's, you know, it's just a, you know, crime of the week thing. You know, you don't have
to. No, that's true. It is just episodic. There's an episode, and they have really fun names, but there's an episode where a lady gets a makeover in season one, and like sometimes you kill somebody and then like you just want to like get a makeover is sort of like the theme of that episode, but it actually like kind of worked, you know, like it looks really good. You know, she looks like better after she became a murderer, like by about 800% than she looked before she became a murderer. Like suddenly she starts like caring about her appearance and like bearing her midriff, and she gets kind of like this sassy haircut and you know, really like steps up as girl boss of this company. And it was kind of invigorating to watch.
I love it. I'm into it.
All right, Nick, thank you so much for guest hosting. What's a work of media you've been enjoying, and where can people find and follow you?
Oh, yeah. I've been watching those Untold documentaries on Netflix. They had like the Balco doping scandal, and they had one about Jake Paul. And they like take stories about things that you hate and tell you like maybe that's not, you know, the whole story. But that... it's like really 30 for 30 level sports documentaries, those Untolds on Netflix, and I really highly recommend them. And my next stand-up date on October 20th in Salem, Oregon at the Infinity Room. So check that out. Thank you very much.
All right. You can find me on Twitter at @Jack_O'Brien. You can find us on Twitter at Daily Zeitgeist. We're at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page and a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes, where we link off to the information we talked about in today's episode, as well as a song we think you might enjoy. Song I'm going to recommend one today is by No Name. And No Name, the rapper, has a new album out. No Name has like great political content to their music and is just a great rapper, and has the song Rainforest that is a couple years old, really good. She has a new album out that is supposedly very good. I haven't listened to it yet, but just check out Rainforest, and then if you like it, go check out her new album Sundial. So we will link off to Rainforest in the footnote. The Daily Zeitgeist is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to your favorite shows. That is going to do it for us this morning. Back this afternoon to tell you what is trending, and we will talk to y'all then. Bye. Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.